It's the after show.
That is really good.
Yeah,
we all at go different in. Times. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
We're like we right should, in sync.
We should go in business.
Oh my goodness.
Speaking of in sync, Nikki, have you watched Big Brother at all?
No.
Chris Kirkpatrick is on it.
Yes, the
really?
One he used to have like the dreads or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's on Big Brother.
Wow, what like I was wondering whatever happened to him because he was like you heard of Joy Fatone, you know of Lance Bass, and of course JT. So there's were there five in them in NSYNC?
JC, don't forget JC too.
Oh right, yes,
yeah.
He just disappeared.
I wonder what he is doing. He was really good too. I loved his voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They made so much money they don't need to do anything.
Right,
they really don't. So well, that's interesting.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of neat. I was like, what? So, and then they make all these references to NSYNC songs when things, bye,
oh,
bye, bye.
Goodness.
Things like, it's cute.
Oh, geez.
Didn't know if you were watching, Nikki. Just saying.
Oh, no, no.
So I have a TV show that you, well, neither one of you can really watch it because it's got a lot of swearing in it. You guys got kids around. But it's
what
Peacemaker.
Is it?
Peacemaker with John Cena.
Oh, is that really with John Cena? Why now? Why would he choose to do a show? Because kids love him.
Yeah.
With that much bad language,
it is very filthy, very filthy.
Oh but no!
Wouldn't expect that from John Cena.
Very funny, but very filthy.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's too bad because it is a good show. It's,
is it on,
it's
like,
a take.
What's it on?
It's on HBO Max, and it's a takeoff of. You know, superheroes. I mean, they just
make
fun, and it's just cute because it makes fun of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because my wife and I were thinking about this. All the professional wrestlers who have went into acting, there's Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Cena, The Rock, had to be more. I'm trying to think of anybody else. But these guys, they go into this, you know, that wrestling thing, which is obviously all fake.
Right.
And they're fun. I mean, John Cena is fun. So is The Rock. I mean, he's a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
It just gives you another appreciation because they're actually seen as a good actor. He really is. I mean, especially he's doing this dumb role. It's a cute role, but he's natural. He's a natural actor, you know? So it's kind of fun.
Have you guys watched Reacher?
No. Is that something I should watch, Nick?
Yeah, it's pretty good. My husband and I started watching it. And it's got, Christy, it's got this guy who's just like, jacked. It's like not bad to look at, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
What's that on? See, I need to know what everything's on.
I don't know if it's Amazon or Paramount.
Okay.
But it's good.
Okay. I'm Googling it now.
Yeah.
I watched on Hulu, I watched Pam and Tommy the first four episodes or three episodes.
Oh, how was
that? First of all, I can't believe that you're watching it.
Well, I think it's hilarious, to be quite honest. And there's a lot of stuff about that I did not know. I thought they released that tape by themselves, but no, it was stolen and released, you know, without their knowledge. But the people playing Tommy and Pam are perfect. And boy, does he come off like a douche. He's like a horrible human being.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
and
I never thought he was a great guy by any
right,
means.
Right, right.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Nobody was thinking that, but.
Yeah. And again, very filthy. Things you can't even talk about in mixed company, but funny. Very funny. That's the one thing about these services, these Hulus and all that stuff. And they just, and there's no holes barred, you know?
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah. Hmm. Which is a weird saying.
Have you watched any of the Olympics, Nikki?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
Well, I mean, figure skating is always so great.
Yeah, yeah.
But whenever I watch the guys do like moguls or those ski jumps and things, I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, those people are crazy.
That's nuts.
I have not watched a lick yet, but I plan on watching some today because I do want to see. I love the bobsled. I love the luge. I love the moguls. I love the ski jump. Those are my favorite things, and it's and it's funny. Like I said, I like the Winter Olympics more than the Summer Olympics, even though I hate winter, so it's a weird thing.
That is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Summer Olympics are like a track meet, and I've never been really excited about track meets.
I love track.
I know. You were a runner and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
The silver medal, we got a silver medal in skating. What was it, couples or something? I don't know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that was cool. I haven't really watched much of it because I was busy all weekend. I was at Aquinas for a basketball tryout. I was at Greece Athena for a basketball games. And I was at Victor for my niece's cheer competition. So I've been to pretty much a whole bunch of schools over the week. And that's what I've been doing.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun times. And I don't know if you saw my picture, Nikki, but Jason took Nate to McQuaid last week.
I saw that. Yep. What's happening?
Well, it's not anytime soon. It's just getting the process started. And the football coach did take Nate away for 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was cute.
What's
so
tuition
are we
there?
Thinking this is going to happen?
Eventually, I think. Maybe ninth grade.
Okay. Yeah.
Possibly. We'll see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, what's tuition there?
I have no idea. Mm. I have no idea.
She's it's like, I'll let Jay figure it all out.
We're not talking about that right now, Tony. In fact, no, I'm just kidding.
It's the after show. All right. Well, that's the after show then.
Okay, that really is. All right.
It really is. Okay. Unless anybody's got anything else. If not. Going once, going twice, going three times. That's the after show.
The after show.